June, 1872. Pinkerton office, Denver, Colorado. Finally, she had a moment to herself. Granted, it wouldn't last too long, as the Pinkerton agents that were in town would be arriving for dinner soon. Pearl Bolton opened the oven to check on the cake that was baking. She tapped the tops and watched as the cake sprang back into place. She pulled out the tins and placed them on the counter to cool. She would frost them tomorrow to serve after dinner the following night. She slid two apple pies into the oven and closed the door. Looking around the kitchen, she gave a little smile as she wiped her hands on her apron. The kitchen wasn't large, but it was large enough for Pearl to cook in. There was a huge window overlooking the garden in the back, and a door leading out toward the carriage house, which had been converted to the men's dormitory. Two large plots had been plowed in the ground where Pearl had her garden. She grew much of the fresh food that was used in her cooking, but meat and dairy she purchased from a farmer who made deliveries to the office twice a week. She had asked Mr. Gordon about getting a few goats for the backyard, but he put his foot down that he wasn't going to have livestock anywhere near the office. Pearl's garden was concession enough. She wondered how the agents in other offices ate. Did they have to fend for themselves or eat in restaurants, which would get very expensive? One item that Pearl couldn't keep around long enough was eggs. The agents ate them almost every morning, and Pearl needed them to bake her delicious treats. She might need to mention something to Marianne about it. Marianne Gordon was her dearest friend and the woman who hired her to work at the agency. She had left to go to the Chicago office right before the Great Fire. Pearl knew it was to avoid seeing Mr. Gordon. Marianne had been in love with their employer for years. It wasn't until she left that Mr. Gordon realized how deep his love ran. Marianne returned when Bronco Juanica, one of the original agents in the office, went to fetch her. Unfortunately, she only returned because Mr. Gordon had been shot while trying to find his friend, the judge. Pearl felt responsible, and in a way, she was. She had witnessed Judge Hotchkiss being attacked and kidnapped, but was too afraid to say anything, as the Boggs gang threatened her family. After Mr. Gordon was shot, she knew she had to say something to escape her emotional prison. Fortunately, Mr. Gordon recovered and married Marianne in a private ceremony in front of the Pinkerton office. Pearl, however, had yet to recover from the trauma. Even though Mr. Gordon had given her a raise and hired a nurse to provide around-the-clock care for Mr. Bolton, Pearl hated feeling indebted to anyone. Shaking her head to dismiss the negative thoughts, she gave a glance to the watch pinned to her apron. Her chicken stew would be ready in about an hour. The dishes were already done, to make cleanup after dinner easier. All she needed to do was set the table, put the rice on to boil, then serve up the supper. She grabbed a basket of fresh bread and walked to the dining room, placing the basket next to a butter bell. She moved to the hutch where the dishes were stored. Counting out 7 plates, she proceeded to set the table. The table could seat up to 16 agents when Pearl used all the leaves to expand it to its full capacity. Normally, she had the oval table ready for 10 people at the most. Most evenings included the Gordons, Jacqueline, and any other agents that might be in the house. Marianne insisted Pearl join them at every meal and eat before she headed home. Today, there were 3 agents, Thomas, Connor, and Zeke. She put the plates on the table and arranged a smaller plate on top. She hummed to herself as she folded linen napkins and placed one on each plate. On top of the plate and linen tower, she laid a fork, a knife, and a soup spoon. Once she had added glasses to the place settings, she returned to the kitchen and looked at her watch once more. She had already added the rice and water to a Dutch oven, so she moved it over the heat. It would take about 30 minutes. Since she had a little bit of time, she would make herself a cup of coffee and take a quick break. She poured a cup of coffee and walked over to the small bistro table that sat in the corner of the office. She placed her cup down and took a seat, turning her chair to look out the window. The trees were filled with blossoms, and everything had turned green from the spring rains. Summertime was Pearl's favorite season. The days were longer, the weather warmer, and she relished the bit of time she could spend outdoors.